This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 12/5/22. The name of the patient is Edson, E-D-S-O-N, Atwood, A-T-W-O-O-D. This is a treble exercise stress test, Cardiac Care Associates file, Atwood space, correction, file EST space Atwood space E. Treble exercise stress test, date of examination 12/5/22. Referring physician David Levin, MD. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 64-year-old male with history of hypertension. For stress test on medication, parentheses amlodipine, benazepril, 5/10 milligrams, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common QS, V1, V2, common consider septal MI of indeterminate age. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 122 over 78, baseline heart rate, 67 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent tremor exercise stress test utilizing Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 12 minutes to the completion of stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 138, parentheses, 88% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 160 over 74 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 22080, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour. And 0% grade. Correction, and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 13 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his medication. The patient had transient reactive hypertension early in recovery, with recovery of blood pressure at the end of the recovery period. Correction, with resolution of hypertension by the end of the early correction. The patient had transient reactive hypertension in early recovery with resolution of hypertension in the recovery period. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise with prompt resolution. Correction, the patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise with prompt resolution of tachycardia during recovery. The patient had a final blood pressure of 128 over 78 and heart rate of 72 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion tremolo exercise stress test to 88% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 13 mets, comparable to his prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication, period. The patient had transient reactive hypertension as noted in his prior stress test with resolution in recovery of hypertension in recovery consistent with his history of hypertension. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise with prompt resolution in early recovery consistent with correction. The patient had attenuated heart rate response to exercise with prompt resolution of tachycardia in early recovery. Period cannot exclude an element of conduction disease, but findings favor a condition response to stress. 5. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.